Every Wednesday morning, mums and their babies and I, Nick, meet up in the forum for a parent and toddler coffee morning supported by the charity Homestart. But last Wednesday, there was more than just a cuppa and a chat on the agenda as the ladies turned up with bags of unwanted items to donate to disadvantaged families in Cyprus. Former soldier Ivor Demain is a volunteer for Homestart.
I belong to the Larnaca Community Church, and a lady in that church came in and said she was desperate. There were some refugees had come into Cyprus and they had no means of support. They had young babies and very little clothing for them. So I thought, what a good idea if I could get the odd bit of clothing from up in this family circle up here.
Ivor put his fellow churchgoers in touch with the parents in Einik who wanted to help out, and he's been overwhelmed by the response they've had.
I'm gobsmacked, really, because I think the response has been fantastic. It's gone beyond my wildest dreams, because all we thought of was a couple of bags of baby clothes and that would be it. But the girls have really enthusiastically supported me in supporting Diane, who runs the charity.
Diane Pelikanos is from the Larnaca Community Church. She's been the driving force behind the charity collection.
It's become apparent over the years that there's a lot of need with sort of poorer and destitute families. We started asking for used children's clothes and baby equipment and things like that. That's dropped off at the church. We sort and we give to the families. Basically, we just try to help the children in any way we can.
RAF wife Sally Briggs decided to donate a toddler's trike, which she was later told went to a young disabled boy. She also posted a message on a social network site to try and drum up support for the charity island-wide.
I went onto Facebook and put a message out saying, you know, this is what's happening. If you've got anything to donate, please get in touch. And we've had people from EPI, a special thank you to Claire Burrows and Tracy Tyson Haley. They've sending some stuff down for us. And also Sarah Scott from Decalia. So many people out there, and you just think we're all out to get a bit of extra money and try and sell it on. You know, that's why we have these buy-sell swap sites, but actually it's not all just about the money. There are people who've got stuff who are willing to give it away to charity to help support those that haven't got as much as we have.